government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It was on the White House enemies list by 1993 and targeted. In fact, you guys pull me the document. I know we printed it the other day. I want to show that on air. I'll just show the news articles and print me all the articles from Breitbart and the rest of it about targeting the media that ties into that. But pull me the document right now, and I need it as soon as Farah comes on. Okay, it's linked in the Breitbart article. This is really, again, a Rosetta Stone document because it says we will tell the controlled media to call everyone that disagrees with us conspiracy theorists. This is how we'll shut down information and stop the public from learning what we're doing. It's a 300-page document, only, I think, 29, 30 pages, counting the cover sheet came out. And it's everything you see MSNBC do, you see Media Matters do. People say, why do you give Media Matters attention? They don't have much traffic. It is the White House. It's Obama. So when they talk, it's the Democratic Party and the Clintons. And it's everything they do and say now from that original memo, 1994. There's another one. And so, you know, this is people actually fighting the tyranny versus those that pose as liberty lovers. And I don't usually, you know, Farah agreed to come on today on the phone to talk about this. He's in studio next Monday. He's here separately shooting film. By the way, I told the folks making the film, if they want to use our new studio, it's got all the maps on the wall and stuff. We haven't shown it yet. If they want to use that studio in there before he's on with us, they're welcome to it. And then they said, yes, they want to use it. So maybe have Nico call them. Call the filmmakers because I'm going to bug Farah and have them use that. And I've been to Farah's offices in Virginia. It's not a government operation. It's a real journalist and they're doing real research, asking real questions. But then you look at other operations, you can tell when they're basically government operations and when they're spouting White House propaganda. And I just don't know why it didn't ever fully click until today, looking at all the pieces, that it was worse than I thought. It's beyond being an opportunist when we speak about Becky Poo. I'm being set up. We're all being set up. They're getting ready to drop the hammer. The guns, your kids, they're going to take everything. And he wants to survive that, so he's joined with Sauron. We must join with Sauron. Well, no, I don't think we're going to be doing that. And it'll all come out in the wash. If good men do the right thing, good women do the right thing, evil will not triumph. I know that. And we're given providence. We're given discernment to be able to defeat the enemy. No weapon formed against us will prosper unless it's part of God's plan. And so God's in control. I'm not worried about it. It's just very sickening to see all of this going on. But the headline in Breitbart was 3 years before Drudge changed the internet media landscape. You know, White House was worried about internet was basically the headline. I need that one too. So, continuing, we are going to read this headline out of the Statesman Journal that is a nightmare. Supreme Court: state can immunize children in its custody. So now, when they CPS your kids, they're not just going to put them on 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 psychotropics. They're now going to shoot them up with the 100-plus shots that government wants your kids to have. And when they have convulsions and stuff, it'll be no big deal. They'll just blame the parents. The Department of Human Services can order children in its custody to immunize. Even the child is temporarily in custody, and even the parents object to the immunizations on principle, according to an Oregon Supreme Court ruling issued Thursday. Yeah, what's MSNBC say? Your kids belong to the state. That is an unbelievable, unbelievable, off-the-charts headline, ladies and gentlemen. And so we're going to be breaking all of that down. And we're going to be dovetailing the attempt to censor the internet and free speech back in 1993-94 against the Western Journalism Center targeted by the White House. And how they understand the real media operates versus the fake media with the attempts to shut down the internet freedom as we know it today. So a 30-minute interview with Joseph Farah straight ahead, then he's in studio for a full hour next week.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tigerlight is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tigerlight with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to talk about the open discussion of World War III in Ukraine as the street battles now turn into full-on combat battles with tanks and helicopters with Joseph Farah. We're going to also, after he leaves us at the bottom of the hour, open the phones up. But I cannot build up our next guest enough, ladies and gentlemen. He really is the progenitor of what you can call the true alternative media that has become the new dominant media by all metrics. MSNBC has a 500,000 viewers average show. We have conservatively 3 million. That just gives you an example. We have millions of visitors a day. WorldNet Daily has millions of visitors a day. Drudge has 15 million a day. But they call themselves the authority at MSNBC and CNN when their audiences go down by about a quarter every year. How are they going to counter us? Well, here is the New York Times. FCC and Shift backs fast lanes for web traffic. That means the end of net neutrality, shutting down the old web, only letting you get establishment news. That's Internet too. AP, U.S. proposes pay for priority internet standards. What did the Boston Herald come out yesterday and say? That there's a total takeover with this new office in the federal government to, quote, look for hate crimes in media. They called it chilling and shocking. AFP, goodbye, net neutrality, FCC's new internet rules create incentives for discrimination. AFP, proposed U.S. rules leave open internet fast lanes. See, that's how they're spinning it. Okay. Now, this attack on free speech is happening because the old dinosaur media, the state-run media, is in free fall. We have a perfect storm of state-run media and government wanting to control information. The Pentagon announced last year that because of the Drudge Report and other alternative media, they can't lie anymore. Remember that press conference by the Undersecretary of the Defense? We played it here on air. Headline was, Pentagon says they can't lie anymore because of Drudge. Very important article. It was a cover article in our magazine. Now, only got him till the bottom of the hour, maybe a little bit longer, but I wanted to build up the backdrop of Chinese-style net censorship that's now being announced. They're coming. The crooks that have taken over the special interest and their minions, the socialist, progressive social engineers, who will carry out any form of evil because they want control of our lives. They're announcing in Oregon they'll inoculate your kids without permission today. Their Supreme Court just ruled that. It's all happening. And you're going to have a lot of conservatives and libertarians that get scared by this now when they try to use Homeland Security against the Liberty Movement, as they're now announcing, will join with the system. Not Joseph Farah. 1995 was also on a 93 memo. Clinton administration feared Internet's ability to democratize news 3 years before Drudge bombshell. That's an article out of Breitbart. Released Clinton files on media enemies, WND.com. Learn what Hillary meant by vast right-wing conspiracy. Let's move on. I already covered this days ago, but so I'm going to paraphrase it, but go read the memo. It says, the new media is here. We've got to control info. We can't let the public have access. These are quotes to free information. We've got to have the media call anyone that questions us conspiracy theorists, and any media that's not the Washington Post or New York Times is a conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory, Monica Lewinsky. Conspiracy theory that they shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. All confirmed. Conspiracy theory they stood down in Benghazi. Confirmed. And who is enemy number one in here? Joseph Farah, Western Journalism Center. They founded WorldNet Daily that year, 1995-96. And they go back to talking about him in 93 and how they were exposing the Vince Foster thing and other things and how they had to be targeted. So this shows the power of the real media. Now what must they be doing? And he'll be in studio with us next week to talk more about this. He's coming to town for filmmaking in a separate film. But Joseph Farah, who literally has gone through everything, the audits, the harassment, the death threats, the drone over his house in the Virginia countryside, the all sorts of dirty tricks, that's how you know somebody's real. And I'm not lionizing him, just understand he's real. And he said before, he said, oh, vote for, anybody but McCain or Obama, none of the above. He wrote a best-selling book about it. He said, I was wrong during the election. He said, if Obama gets in, they're coming after everyone. Now they're announcing, if you're a libertarian, you're a terrorist. If you're a veteran, you're a terrorist. And they've got mainline conservatives agreeing with it now because they've been told the hammer's dropping. You better get with the right side. If we stand against them, they implode. I'm going to give you the floor here, so don't pause or I'll perseverate. Joseph Farah, WND.com. We've got to all stick together or hang separate. As you've been saying, as I've been saying, what the control left is good at. But when people fully flip to Benedict Arnold, we have no other choice but defend ourselves like I did last hour, which I hated doing, folks. It's really sad to see this, and I'm not going to get into it with you, but break down what these memos mean, how big a deal it is, and where we're going from here and what your gut tells you, Joseph Farah.
Well, I hate to interrupt you, Alex, because I never got a build-up like that from anybody, so I appreciate it very much. But, one of the interesting things about this report, this communication stream of conspiracy commerce that you were referencing, it illustrates how, you've outlined the problem we're facing right now beautifully. I mean, they are coming after us. They are intending to dismantle the communications systems that we've used so effectively over the years. But the interesting thing is that going back into the Clinton administration days and this report that you referenced, they were doing this, Alex, before there was a Drudge, before there was a WorldNet Daily, before there was InfoWars. We were working in newsletters back then, okay? Printed newsletters. And we had the Clinton administration so upset and so worried because the Internet had just been invented. Maybe there were a million people total around the world on the Internet back then, and they were already panicked. Hillary Clinton was already talking about the fact that, oh, my God, on the internet, and that's what they want. Okay, that's who the big media are. They're the
and by the way, just to interrupt, if you're a new listener, this is not our opinion or a conspiracy theory like Hillary puts in your mind. Just a denial button people can push. They release this on the Clinton official presidential library website.
Yeah, by the way, they released only part of it. I'm on my desk as I'm talking to you right now. I have a 331-page report.
Wait a minute. You got the secret one? They only released 30 pages.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I have the whole thing. In fact, we're trying to figure out how to republish it. The problem with that is there are so many news articles and things like that in this report. We got to go and get reprint permission.
You know, I think it's fair use because it's a government document that's attacking free speech.
Yeah, tell my lawyers.
Give it to me. I'll publish it right now.
Alex, you know how it is. I mean, the laws are there to protect some people, not all the people. And, you know, if I do something and you do something that Media Matters does, suddenly there's a new standard.
Well, yeah, they show exhibits of news articles they want shut down. The answer is black out 90% of each news article and then release it. That should satisfy the lawyers.
Exactly. So, you know, the point I'm trying to make here is that they knew what the internet meant for them. And
they were conspiring like the Soviet Union to kill it in its crib.
That's right. To give you another illustration, we founded WorldNet Daily in 1997, May of 1997. At that time, MSNBC.com was far and away the biggest website of any kind in the world. Okay, I remember looking at that, and I remember saying to myself and my wife, I didn't tell anybody publicly, but I said, we're gonna pass those guys someday. And within a couple of years, if that, MSNBC imploded, and then rightfully so because of the direction they took, which was, you know, forget about reporting the news, let's indoctrinate the public into a statist mentality, virtually a Stalinist mentality, if you want to, you know, get more specific here, and look at the ratings. This is a combination of Microsoft and NBC, two gigantic, you know, multinational corporations, and look what they've done. They start with the number one website in the world, and look at where they've gone now. They're down hundreds and hundreds of positions over that time. So, you know, what you're saying is exactly right, but I want people to understand, you know, this has been going on for a long time. And by the way, you know, when we first started WND, you know, I realized, oh my gosh, these people are coming after us, right? But we're still here. What is it? 17 years?
But do you agree now that the ultimate counterattack, like we're the Battle of the Bulge, we're the Allies, and the Nazis are about to launch their main assault?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we haven't seen anything like this before. I mean, the forces are converging on us in such, a symmetrical and pattern. They've been planning this, you know, and we've fought them back. There's been setbacks in their plans over the years, but they never give up. That's the thing about the left, the Stalinist left, is they're in this for the long haul. And you might win a battle here and there, but they just keep coming. And that's what we got to be prepared for all the time. We got to continue that way too. We have to unite. You know, Harry Reid said something I thought with regard to this Bundy situation in Las Vegas that was very revealing yesterday. I don't know if you caught it. He said, what we need to go up against this little, you know, rancher in Nevada is we need a united front. You know that terminology, right?
Alex, absolutely. They're unified in their will to take over this country. That's why I've tried to be unified as well. But what do you do when our supposed own allies turn against us?
Yeah, but I'd like all your listeners to do right now is go Google the term United Front and see what that means.
It's communist.
Those are code words. Okay, he's telling the goose stepping, you know, troops out there that this is a battle that we have to win against Clive and Bundy. You know, and the key was that New York Times article where they labeled him unfairly, unjustly as a racist, took his words out of context, because that's how they get us. Okay, that's how they step. That's how they make sure Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck are not going to support Clive and Bundy.
That's right.
They're not going to oppose it when they steamroll over liberty proponents like Clive and Bundy. And that's how all hell breaks loose.
And by the way, I want to just back you up. Let's put up the definition of the United Front. That's a V.I. Lenin coined term used by the Bolsheviks in 1917, 1918. We'll put it back on screen for TV viewers.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence. He didn't pull that term out of thin air. That has to be ingrained in you. You know, I used to be one of them. I used to be, young kid, but a commie. I knew all of this terminology. I knew what this was about. And, you know, it helps to have that kind of historical perspective when we look at what's going on today.
Meanwhile, it's a bunch of rich insiders using communism as a way to enslave us while they exempt themselves from all the taxes. But people are pointing out how Harry Reid's getting so rich off of all the different things he's running. And so what you're saying is a lot of these so-called conservatives get intimidated by what they see happening, and then they let the left dictate things to them. I think that's part of it. But also, I think it's the fact that they know that there's going to be staged events in this country, like Oklahoma City, that are going to be blamed on the liberty movement. And we just have to be ready for that. I mean, these people are not going to stop. We have to expose Joseph Farah, just how evil they are, so that when they do stuff, people understand that this is a criminal group. And I was ignorant until just the last 7-8 years myself. I thought it was more of a corruption and a corporate New World Order and the rest of it. But now I really realize the left, socialist communists, are the core of the political ideology that dominates this. And there may be big banks and things funding it because they'll politically take over. But at the end of the day, my enemy really is the grassroots collectivist that hates my guts.
Yeah. And don't, you know, you're still absolutely right about the New World Order and all those things as well. That's a reality. And ultimately, that's their goal. But you know, they try to put it in terms that appeal to the average person. So they attack racism. Do you think they really care about that Clive and Bundy's a racist? I mean, would it be news if he were? No, the point is to not smear Clive and Bundy. They really care about him. What they care about are the people who might line up in support of him. They want to make sure that Rand Paul is... He has to think twice about standing up for Clive and Bundy, that Glenn Beck has to do that Sean Hannity. That's what worries them when Alex Jones and Farah and Drudge and all these people out there who have some platform actually say, wait a minute, why are you mobilizing this military campaign against this rancher from Nevada? And so what they do is, if there's one degree of separation between you and Clive and Bundy, Sunday, you're on the defensive about standing up and saying, hey, what are you guys doing with 200 armed troops in the middle of nowhere?
Well, let's expand on that. We have the full video at Infowars.com. Unedited video shows Bundy making pro-black, pro-Mexican comments and basically saying what I knew he was going to say when I called him yesterday. That no, they left one form of slavery for another, but
right.
He's saying it sarcastically to get people to talk about it because he's a straight shooter, and then they spin the whole deal, and again, as if the only thing that matters, even if he was a quote racist, they want to paint all property rights or anybody standing up against Tiananmen Square style oppression as a racist. Why don't we just say the tank man from Tiananmen Square? Just say, I heard he was a racist, so let's run him over with a tank.
Exactly. That is, in essence, what they are saying. A perfect analogy. And we have to realize, wait a minute, we're being manipulated here. But they're trying to take the focus off of what the government is doing to this guy as if they were going after him because he was a racist. You know, I mean, come on. They want to do is they want to plant this seed of doubt. Wait a minute, should I really be getting involved with this? That's what Harry Reid wants.
They want to set the Overton window. They want to set the parameters of debate where only what MSNBC says or CNN says, the White House talking points, is the acceptable political discussion. They want to demonize him ahead of going after him and then stamp everyone else with the Clive and Bundy seal when they go after the next person. The reason it's such a big deal, though, these 95 Clinton memos, is that it shows the authoritarian nature of how they wanted to shut you guys down and not let you be known, that they were so threatened by not controlling everything. I mean, this sounds like something the Soviets would come up with.
Yeah, it really was, and it continues today. The only difference is that from back then, we got this paper trail, you know. We don't have the paper trail yet. That's what they're trying to hide, for instance, with the abuse of the IRS, which is something really extraordinary now. And it's funny to me because at this point, you know, the media sort of backed off this thing, even though there's been this email chain that's been leaked out in the congressional investigation, which virtually is the paper trail that shows, wait a minute, this wasn't just some rogue agents, you know, in Cincinnati who were doing this. This was coming from the top. And we've got more on that on WND today. But, you know, sometimes you have to bring this home, personalize it a little bit. You know who Gary Aldrich is?
Yes.
Okay, you know what? He's the head of the Patrick Henry Center, been around for a long time. He's a former FBI agent in the White House.
He's the guy that saw them with crack pipes and Mao and Lenin on the Christmas tree. I've interviewed him.
That's right. And he's got the Patrick Henry Center for Individual Freedom, been operating for like 15 years or something. You know, they took his tax-exempt status away. And listen to the rationale here that the IRS says this is the reason. Repeated statements supporting or opposing various candidates by expressing its opinion of the respective candidate's character and qualifications. Now, here's a 501c3 organization. By the way, the specifics they cite was a 2004 column by Gary Aldrich that was unflattering toward John Kerry, and another one, a fundraising letter where he criticized Hillary in 2005.
Well, for those that don't know, folks, with this tax exemption, they buy off speech saying you can't ever have a view. You can't have an anti-abortion group that criticizes a pro-abortion politician. That's asinine. And so the answer is people need to support liberty organizations. We don't take your money at gunpoint like MSNBC with stimulus money or NPR. We don't take it like Obama doesn't use it against you. We need you to buy our books, our videos, our products to literally fund us while we're under hellish attack. It really comes down to that, folks. We are the tip of the spear. WorldNet Daily, InfoWars, Drudge. Let's list some other people. Patrick Henry Center. Who are some of the others people should support, Joseph?
Well, the Western Journalism Center, which I founded, you know, way back before WND, is still around. Under new leadership. Floyd Brown, who, by the way, you'll find his fingerprints all over this communication stream of conspiracy commerce, too, because of the things he was doing back then. And what was it? What were we doing back then? We were trying to find out the truth about the corruption in federal government and the Clinton administration. That was our sin. That was what, you know, put us in the spotlight. That's what put us under the microscope.
You'd run some of the biggest newspapers in the country, and how dare you try to bring back old-fashioned journalism.
Exactly.
No, they say in there, oh, my gosh, he's investigating Vince Foster. This should be an FBI investigation of this memo. It looks like a criminal racketeering meeting.
You know, the federal government itself conducted three investigations of Vincent Foster as a result of what we had raised. I don't think they ever got to the bottom of it, but the point is, if there wasn't anything worth investigating, why did they have three separate investigations of his death? So, you know, I mean, it's absolutely crazy. It's, history is repeating itself right now. You know, the advantage to being as old as I am is there's nothing new under the sun. We just keep seeing the same tactics wheeled out time and time again.
I know you got to go, but I want to do 3 minutes on the other side because I've got one big question for you, and I'm going to ask it now, Joseph Farah. We're going to go to break, and I want you to come back and answer it.
Sure.
Myself, you, people that have been in this a long time, you longer than I, we get so used to the evil, we almost become acclimated, staring into the abyss, as Nietzsche said. The danger is not realizing how epic what you've done is or what Drudge has done, how epic what InfoWars has done, and that we really are the only ones standing up against this pure evil. This is David against Goliath, and people need to energize us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Listeners of GZN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time.
Alex Jones here, back live, a few more minutes with our guests, and I'm going to give the number out and take your calls on the Russia situation, which is off the charts. I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. live with the Sunday transmission. But there's a clip from Conan the Barbarian written by Oliver Stone. The second one's really cheesy. The first one's really good. Where Thulse of Doom is going around doing all these bad things, and the local king, played by Max von Sydow, calls in Conan, and he says, there comes a time in your life you don't care about money, you don't care about power anymore. All you care about is justice and the future of your children. Here's everything I've got. Just go kill Thulse of Doom. And my whole life, I didn't like bullies. I'm not some hero, folks. But, I mean, I grew up going to public school and watched, you know, by sixth grade, kids 3 years older than I was beating up kids, and I stand up for them, and I got beat up a lot. But then I learned how to fight back, and just from, just sheer attrition. And, I mean, I take it personal they say my kids belong to them on MSNBC. And they say they're coming with forced inoculations in the news today. I take it personal they're setting up world government. I take it personal they want to teach kids 2 + 2 = 5. That's evil. That's all I want. I'd do anything to not have the mainline neocons attack me. I'd do anything to not have the MSNBC people be so evil and lie to their viewers. And Al Sharpton, the FBI operative. But notice there's good FBI guys exposing evil. There's bad ones. It's all good and bad, good and evil. And Joseph Farah in the final equation, I was talking here in the break, and I realized this lately. The problem with Ron Paul, the problem with WorldNet Daily, Matt Drudge, InfoWars, WorldNet Daily, any of us is, we're not narcissists. We really do want to fight the evil. We're not perfect, but we really want justice in the future. That's what matters. We're really creeped out and freaked out by it. I know you are. I've met you in person. But then we never point out how big we are or how epic it is or that we are literally up against this evil takeover. I get chills. I can't believe I'm in this position. My show's unlistenable half the time. I mean, literally, it's like, why me? And I know you probably, you ever think that? But at the same time, we just got to be honest with listeners and say, listen, we're in the ring, ladies and gentlemen, with some evil. You better financially support us and spread the word about us. Because as Jim Garrison said in the JFK investigation, why was he still alive when 200 were killed? He said, because I stay in the spotlight. What is your comment on that? And I mean, how epic this is. I mean, when I'm saying these things to you, I want the audience to know how real this is. Do you disagree with what I'm saying, or are you getting chills like I am?
I'm getting chills. I'm getting chills. And here, you know, look, you know, I don't want to talk about, you know, my character. But here's what my motivations are the same as yours. Do I want to get rich and get out and, you know, live in a castle and isolate myself as the world goes down the tubes? No, I've had that opportunity, Alex. I've had that opportunity and said no to it. What I want to do is I want to save this country. I want to, you know, promote liberty. I want to, you know, get us back to the principles that, you know, where this country was founded upon. That's real. That's what I want to do. And, you know, and I guess I'll never be able to retire. I guess I'll never be able to sit back and just, you know, take it easy and enjoy the fruits of all the hard labor that I've put in. I'm not whining here. I'm telling you, and I know that you share these motivations with me. You can tell who does and who doesn't very easily. I won't go into the criteria you use. But, look, why do I come on the air and stand up for Gary Aldrich, who right now, you know, it looks to me like conservatives out there are running as far away from this guy because he lost his tax exempt.
Or Dinesh D'Souza, you stood. None of them stand up for D'Souza.
It's the same thing. They want to pick us off one at a time, Alex. That's the way they operate. That's the way the Stalinist left operates. That's why they use the IRS to go after people, the most feared agency, the Gestapo.
Everyone should stand up and say, try to audit me, instead of like we're gazelles and a lion just grabbed Gary Aldrich, so we just let him eat him.
Right. I mean, you know, I've known Gary Aldrich a long time. He's not like a, you know, buddy I go out to dinner with, but when I see him under attack, I say, well, that could just as easily be me. And that could just as easily be, you know, Alex Jones or Matt Drudge. Or if they want to get you, they can get you. And that's what they know and that we need to understand. And what we want to do is we want to level the playing field. They talk about equality. That's what we want. We want to be treated the same, equally, not to have different standards for
exactly
left-wingers and right-wingers.
And if we collapse in fear now, which you've not done and others haven't done, they get everybody. Don't folks get, when you give in to evil and bullies and tyrants, then they get everyone? You get prosperity by standing against them. A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. Thomas Jefferson, I can't wait to have you in studio next week. Joseph Farah, final mini question. I know you got another meeting to go to. What does your gut tell you? My gut tells me, and also the political evidence shows, if they were scared of you 20 years ago, and now look what we've done, it's a battle. We're holding them back on so many fronts. We're getting ready to beat them, not by tyranny, but by sheer cultural truth. We have our own cultural revolution against their Maoist one. They know we're beating them. That's why they're coming in with the Empire Strikes Back endgame. So we've got to have maximum courage, maximum honor, and let the audience know, like the Alamo falling, that defeat became the big victory for Texas. Just like a lot of defeats for George Washington became victories because they persevered. We've got to have folks ready to know that we're in the game big time and we're starting to win. That's why they're doing this. Do you agree with that statement?
Totally agree. Couldn't agree more. And, Alex, you know, for a long time, when I started the World Network, for years, I thought to myself, you know, I wonder why nobody else is doing this. I wonder why nobody else is seeing, hey, oh, we're having a modest degree of success here. Why isn't anybody joining the fray? Finally, after, you know, many years, there have been InfoWars and the Breitbart and the Daily Callers, but, you know, Glenn Beck, you know, now we have some other folks out there joining us, and we got to make sure that we don't split hairs with them. The other side wants to have a united front. Where's our united front?
I totally agree. We talk about this every time on the phone or on air, and Savage is doing that. Good for him. I mean, the attacks, and I'm not going to bring it up, it's just Beck saying that, quote, I want a violent revolution and a civil war when I say the opposite, that I'm a racist covering up for Bundy. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe he's just doing it out of fear, but it doesn't matter. I'm being thrown under the bus here, and it's very creepy, and I'm just glad that you're an honorable person, Joseph Farah. Look forward to seeing you next week, and I'm glad you're not a coward.
All right, man. God bless.
Thank you. There goes Joseph Farah of WND.com. We already had him coming on about these Clinton files, you know, target him, destroy him, bring him down. And, you know, it's come out a few years ago that I'm on the enemy's list. And, man, they've done stuff to me I'm not even going to get into. It's just like, you too, Beck. It's like Caesar with Brutus. You too? You too? I mean, I don't deserve this. And I expect it from Rachel Maddow, you know? And I'm sick of it. I mean, these people are evil. Evil, evil. We cannot compromise with them. We cannot negotiate with them because it's all done in bad faith. And the mainline liberals out there are good people. I'm not saying go follow George Bush and Dick Cheney. I'm saying the Democratic Party right now with Obama is taking over everything and trying to end the Republican Party. If the Democratic Party was being extincted, I would be against it. We need three parties, four parties, not one. If Bush would have had his Justice Department arrest Michael Moore, even though I don't like Moore, who's anti-gun, I would have run around like a chicken with my head cut off, like I did with Dinesh D'Souza. When the left is persecuted, I stand up against it. Because I'm not about left and right, folks. I'm about Constitution, common sense. And because I'm real organically, and the system knows I'm real, they got everything tapped. They are scared of me. Look, man, I'm just scared you guys are going to win and destroy everything. I don't want to fight with the New World Order. I've got to fight you, though, because I cannot join with evil. I physically can't do it. I physically, when somebody's choking, I go help them. We got a report we're going to go into overdrive and play that hadn't even aired on the nightly news yet, where John Bounds saw a naked guy running down the road on his Prozac or whatever and helped him. People thought that was weird. They tried to help him. He saw a lady's car on fire. She was standing right next to it. He pulled over and said, get away from your car. People called him a control freak. It's the new virtues caring about nobody. Well, I don't want to live in a family like that. I don't want to be around people like that. I don't understand all this. I don't understand dishonorable people. I saw a video in New York with a bunch of black folks on a bus. I'm going to do a piece on it. My buddy Pat sent it to me. It's on my phone, guys. I want you to get it. And this thug is starting to harass two old black people on canes, a man and his wife in suits and a nice dress on the bus. And this big, big guy is like threatening him for no reason. And then a little black guy gets up, and he's about two-thirds the guy's side. It looks like he's about 45 years old and beats up this young thug. As soon as he pushes the old man, this guy gets up and goes up and beats him up. And I just love that video. Not the beating up part, but how just the good guy absolutely stomps that thug's butt in the ground. And that's the spirit that's going to save our society. Because if I see somebody push an old man for no reason, I'm going to stomp their head in the ground. And when I'm in the right, nobody can, it's very hard to beat me. And it's the same thing for you out there who are good. You see somebody, I don't want to get in a fight, but I see somebody trying to beat up an old man or an old lady. Every punch I throw is going to knock your teeth out and break your nose. Because I'm in the right. The few fights I wasn't 100% in the right, I couldn't even fight. And got my butt kicked. But every time I was in the right, I was unstoppable. And I'm not going to get into stories, but it's pretty off the chart. And that's what I'm telling you, folks, what the founder of the Texas Rangers said. No man who's wrong can stand up against a man who's in the right who keeps on a coming. And I'm going to keep on a coming to the end. I'm not going to stop ever. You've got my commitment. Ever. I am never backing down. I am committed. I cannot stop. I'm going into this thing. No matter what happens to my family, no matter what happens to me, no matter what happens, I'm never selling out. I'm never giving in. I'm never backing down. Because these people we're facing are the ultimate evil. Let's go to this clip I was talking about with Max von Sydow from Conan the Barbarian. Here it is.
There comes a time, thief, when the jewels cease to sparkle, when the gold loses its luster, when the throne room becomes a prison, and all that is left is a father's love for his child.
And that's the short clip. It builds up there where he's talking about, you know, is there a dagger such as this for me? And I mean, it's just the betrayal, the culture of scum, the culture of weasels. I mean, get me away from this. That's what it comes down to. The big epic battle is here, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I'll say it, as a listener of this broadcast that spreads the word, that's supportive, that's involved, we influence Congress. That's all over the news. They're totally freaked out. They call it the Alex Jonesification. They're like, oh, you're discredited if you're with him. Because they know, folks, it's a black arrow what's on this show to the New World Order, to Smog. The spirit of this broadcast and what we do here, not fearlessness, but a desire to engage the enemy, a desire to never back down. And it's a train wreck a lot of days, folks, but it's real. The enemy knows it's real. The spirit of this transmission, if duplicated, if transferred like fire, will burn down the New World Order and restore the Republic. We've got John Bowne's report actually coming up in the next segment with the naked guy running down the road. We'll premiere it here in Austin. It turned out he was on meds. You go off your serotonin reuptake inhibitors is what you do. Luckily, he just ran around naked. He didn't, you know, hurt anybody. I haven't seen this video. I saw it raw. I hope he's blurred this out. Oh, okay. All right. It's done tastefully. Okay, good. Because he was running around, was laughing around. Anyways, the whole point is that I heard what Farrah said, man. I want to see Spain. I want to see Greece. I want to see Portugal. I want to see Italy. I want to see Bora Bora. I want to go to Hawaii. I mean, I just want to spend time with my kids. But all I do is fight these people, and I'm exhausted a lot of times, so I'm not even that good at it. I'm like in the arena constantly, ladies and gentlemen. I'm like stumbling around. And just more gladiators just keep coming out of the pit. And, I mean, I don't know. All I know is that they don't like what we're doing. I mean, if you've studied history or even what they say, these globalists are bad. These globalists are evil. I said I'd take calls, but I won't. I'm out of time. It's so creepy to be targeted by the White House. The average person's scared of what their neighbor thinks of them. Every once in a while, I'll be in a restaurant or walking down the street or in a store and some socialist globalist come over and go, Alex Jones, you're a kook and idiot, and I hate you. I like to kick your butt. Or, look, your helicopter's kook, man. Or, boo, boo. Look over to my table. That's happened a few times. Is it some liberal thing they do? They go, boo, 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 shame on you. And it just means nothing to me. I was over to Buddy's once at his local community pool hot tub, And these trendies come over and they go, Alex Jones, I think you're a disgrace and a kook. And they all sit going, ah, it was a couple months ago. Weldon was there. He was over there with me. And, we had a few beers. And I just looked at them. And I just kept talking to them. And they laughed because my buddies laughed because it meant nothing to me. Those guys thought them laughing at me would upset me. Laughing at me when the globalists run child kidnapping rings where they make snuff films of little kids. I'm fighting people that kidnap little kids and make snuff films. You think some trendy who thinks all day how they dress and how they look and cares what people think of them, you think I'm scared of you? You think I'm scared of being laughed at? You people might as well be from another planet. The New World Order could put a gun to my head and say, join us or die. And I'd say, go ahead and pull that trigger. I will join the New World Order when hell freezes over solid from the top to bottom, end to end. When pigs fly. You people are governed by what people think about you. Because you haven't tuned into the universe. You've tuned into your own little narcissistic self, looking at your own reflection, instead of seeing the reflection of God's face in the heavens. We'll be right back.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are, and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and, for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm not going to belabor financially supporting us, but you know the level of attack we're under. We got great books, great videos, great T-shirts, great preparedness items, great storable foods, everything at InfoWarsStore.com. And we got shortwave crank radios at the best prices. Just hundreds and hundreds of amazing items at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. In other news, intelligence head who led to Congress bans employees from talking to media. Our intelligence head who lied to Congress bans employees from talking to the media. Police recruitment video shows cops in military-style ghillie suits. Cher says Tea Party plague on mankind ends tweet with F-bomb. Unedited video shows Bundy making pro-black, pro-Mexican comments. Trans-Pacific Partnership talks begin for global internet censorship plan. That's a red alert article right there. For progressives, thought crime is worse than mass murder. Yeah, Obama bombing Africa is fine. Just don't say, you know, that blacks run under a new form of slavery. The Mark, scientists claims human microchip implants will become not optional. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And pray for peace in the Ukraine situation. That's escalating into what they're calling World War III possibilities in mainstream news. Here is John Bowne's report. What's the title of this report we posted to YouTube for folks? The Apathy Zone. The Apathy Zone. Not the Twilight Zone, the Apathy Zone. This is John Bowne's report.
This highway leads to the tip of reality. You're on a through route to the land of the different, the bizarre, the unexplained. Go as far as you want on this road. Its limits are only those of the mind. Ladies and gentlemen, you are entering a wondrous dimension of mind control. Next stop, the Apathy Zone.
Case in point, a naked man runs down the side of a busy highway.
Why don't you have any clothes
yet
on?
Most people remain oblivious.
Put some clothes on! Go on the side of the road, you're going to get hurt. Why you got to be naked? Why you got to be naked right now? Were you in a wreck or something? What's going on? Get out of the road! Get out of the road!
Just another day in the land of apathy. Slowing down reality, we can peer into the lives of Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Public as they remain aloof to the clear and present dangers all around them.
I'm going to bring that guy some clothes, what I could grab from my house real quick. But who knows? I mean, the guy, he could possibly be completely crazy, or he could have been involved in something we know nothing about, car accident. He could have been thrown out of his house. Who knows? Oh, you talked to him?
Oh, yeah.
When he got over?
Yeah.
What did he do when he got over here? Did he just sit down?
Nah, he's paranoid, man.
Okay, did he try to go inside, or?
Yeah, he went inside. I was inside when he got here.
You think he's maybe schizophrenic?
Schizo or on drugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
he wasn't saying he was escaping a situation or anything. He was just...
No.
Any state, any entity, any ideology that fails to recognize the rights, the dignity, the worth of man, that state is obsolete.
No, you're gonna be all right, man. You're going to be all right.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between fight or flight, between stupidity and genius. And it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of mind control. It is an area which we call the Apathy Zone.
And if you are aware of the mind control, you can beat it. It's the only way. 7 o'clock tonight, InfoWars Nightly News. We'll post that video.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people. Shoving Alex. Shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed trying to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
We just